Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know and proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll call ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Want a foot rub, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day.
Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word.
I'll try it.
I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body, baby. I promise ya. I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I'll keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they pat me on my shoulder. I'll roll over, baby. I heard you. I'm here to serve you.
Love
you need, give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby. You don't be away. I've got the slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart. Nothing tear us apart. You're all I want in a man. I put my life in your hands. I've got the slipper, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more.
Testing, testing. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. Here on another Friday, I think it's February 9th, 2024. We got I got a pretty good show in store. I got a guest coming through at about 8:30, and finally I found a man who wasn't afraid to come on my show. I don't really know why so many people are afraid to come on the show. But I finally got a gentleman that's coming out about 8:30. We're supposed to. And I'm really looking forward to talking to him to get a, because you know we always got females on this show. So I'm really, really looking forward to having a man come through to give his point of view on relationships in 2024. And, you know, and it's not a a young guy or a hoodlum or nothing. Like, this is a business owner, middle age. I don't know if he's single or married. But I'll find out once he come on the show. You know, I don't like to talk to the people before the show because I like it to be authentic. When we get together, I still got to call a couple of more people into the show, and we're gonna wait and give a couple of more people time. You know, a lot of people be on black people time, so we're gonna take another quick break and let me call a couple of more people in and give a couple more people time to tune in. And, you know, I'll do my usual introduction and then we'll start the show. I don't really, I don't think I'm gonna tell any, I don't think I'm gonna tell any pimp stories today. I think I'm gonna deal with the present. I'm going to deal with reality in the present today. That's how I feel. So what we're going to do is I'm going to find another song. But you know what? I'm going to play the same damn song and give a couple of more people time to call in. And I got to call two or three more people. And thanks to everybody that's on the phone lines and all the people that's on the links. Oh, we got to talk a little bit about last week's show, too. That got a little bit misconstrued. And a lot of people had a lot of different opinions on it and things like that. So we're gonna take another quick, but I'm gonna play this song one more time, and then we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Get some drink, smoke, relax, and we'll be right back after this song.
Will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire, I'll fly ya. Sing you a song. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair. Put your durag on. Wanna put her up, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you throw me away. I've got the slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body, my spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I'll keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I roll over, baby, it hurts.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. I didn't even call anybody else. For some reason, I just wasn't in the mood. Because a lot of times I use a lot of energy trying to call people to the show, and I'm not really sure if they want to listen to the show. I mean, if this show meant to my listeners what it meant to me, or if it does, then that's a good thing for me. Because, like, just going through things like day-to-day life, a lot of times it's heck, and I'm sure everybody go through it in some shape, form, or fashion. And when I finally tune out to this show, it's like I'm in my comfort zone. I take me a couple of shots of Tito, and then I'm relaxed and I'm calm. People tend to, in this world, well, before I talk about that, let's talk about what this show is really about, in case people don't know. This is a relationship. It's a relationship. And sex, what else? Relationship, sex, side chick show. Faithful show, marriage, divorce. This show is about, I like to consider my show universal, like a 360-degree circle. And, you know, we touch on a lot of different subjects. But my main topic that I love to talk about is relationships. I think that relationships is something that you could just go on and on and on. Like, I probably could talk about this every day. So anyway, let's talk about relationships then. Oh yeah, we got topics we're going to try to get to later. People was texting me, they wanted me to tell another story of my life, but I didn't really feel like telling a story today. I felt like just talking about relationships. I want to talk about relationships because most of us, if you're not in one, you've been in one, or you want to be in one, or you had one and you lost it, or you just found one. But let's talk about relationships when they over. How many people believe that when a relationship is over, that you need time to heal? I'm a firm believer that people need time to heal. Because most of the time, 9 out of 10 times in relationships, you got people that go in one out in a relationship, out of relationship, right back in another relationship, out of relationship, right back in another relationship. It's people out here in the world that never even been alone in their life. Can you heal? How can you wrong or right? How can you make a correction on things if you never took time to heal, if you never took time to be by yourself? It's impossible. I was talking to somebody recently, a young lady, and she was trying to say maybe like her and her men, they never see eye to eye. I told her that this is me, what I believe. I believe that a man and woman should sit down and discuss certain issues. What I mean by that is, suppose you're a man and you love oral sex. And suppose your woman don't believe in oral sex. I believe that you should be able to sit down and talk about that. And I also believe that if a lot of people did that, that it would be less cheating in the world. But how many chances are we going to get that that's going to ever happen? Not too many, because people don't want to be open and people don't want to be real. They rather lie about it and hide the fact and hide their fetishes and their secret fantasies. But I'm here to tell you that's not a good thing. Even like I told the female, that's not a good thing. And I said, your man left probably because you and him didn't have time to sit down to communicate like you were supposed to. And once again, she was a woman to jump from one relationship to another one. And I told her, you never took time to be alone. And it's a lot of people who don't like to be alone, but the only people who don't like to be alone is people who don't like certain things about themselves. I love to be alone. Don't get me wrong. I love companionship too. I love all that. But if I'm by myself, I can enjoy myself. I don't practically need company. A lot of females like to talk about value. I tell females times when I talk to them, make a list of everything you want your man to be. I mean, make a list of everything you want him to be. And then you know what you do with that list? You become the list. See, a lot of people don't want to become the list. They want people to come to them already correct and already perfect and everything. But that shit, it don't happen. It take time. Or they want to get on that other kick. It's always saying, God is preparing a man for me. Or God created Eve for Adam. Or Adam for Eve, or however that go. But God is not preparing a man for you. God is preparing you for a man. It's just that you don't know it. He preparing you by a man by each and every day when you go out to the world and you meeting different people and you talking to different people and from past experiences of your life and different relationships and all the things, that stuff like that. But too many people, we caught up on too many things. We caught up on material things. You know, that's a big problem among black people. Me, like, I'd rather have a plastic bag with $5,000 in it than a Gucci bag with $100 in it. Black people, we gotta, and I know this is going into something different, but we got to, and everybody know how I feel about love, but we got to start looking for the ingredients of love. We got to start looking for not only the, let me see, not only the ingredients of love, but the ingredients to make yourself better. And that's what I really think it takes to make relationships better. It takes yourself to be better. Me, when I think about my life and I think about the things I've been through, I've been through a lot. I've been around the corner a lot of times. And I sit and wonder how I come on the radio show and I talk about, like, fuck love. I wonder if that's maybe a cop-out or maybe that, who knows, maybe I do want love. Maybe I do want everything to come along with the, I'm talking about the good part of the good parts of relationships, even though they have ups and downs. But I'm talking about the good part of relationships. And it's a lot of people, they, you know, often talk about aggressive black women and stuff like that. And I think we all programmed. I think we all programmed different. Just like I think men, they not really programmed to get married anymore. They programmed to meet a female, take them out, and smash. And that's it. Sex is, I don't think somebody said that. I can't remember who they said that. Sex was like the main priority of relationships right now. And that's a big problem. Or women always saying, I know my value. I know my value. Shit, what is your value? That's what I want to know. You know your value, but what is your value? Every woman out here in the world got values. When I hear somebody's talking about values, that make me think like, yeah, you got values all right, but you also got liabilities. Like you selfish. You're not contributing to nothing. Stop being sneaky. Stop being manipulative. You know your values. Yeah, I know your values. That's what I hate that when people say that. Before I want, like, okay, I want to address something else real fast before I go any deeper into that. Last week's show, I was interviewing a young lady. And if y'all remember, for the people who was here, the interview was good. The interview was good. And then we had another caller call in, and then the interview kind of went awry. I kind of lost my cool, spazzed out. But I'm human, and things happen. But it was certain people saying, oh, like, oh, you got to keep control of your own show, and you can't let people take you off your game plan, and, you know, and shit like that, stuff like that. But it's people who don't really understand podcasts and they say things like that, because if you listen to podcasts, other podcasts, it's 100 times worse than mine. Trust me on that. If the show shifts to the left, then the show just shifts to the left. If the show shifts to the right, shit, the show just shifts to the right. My podcast, everybody know, we could be talking like I'm talking right now, and 10 minutes from now, it could be off the hook. It could be crazy. And that's just how the show is. If you are the person I'm interviewing, if you are, you got to press 1 so I can know you here. Let me see if my I'm really looking forward to this interview. I am. I got to call somebody to the show, too. I said I wasn't going to do that. One second. Let me see if the person is here. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. All right, he's here. Let's ask for. Okay, we got a show here tonight. I'm on my best behavior. Because I had a rough week mentally with myself, not with nobody else. I had a rough week with myself. Okay, we got this. Okay, I got you. All right, I got you. My bad. All right. Okay, I got you. All right, I got my interview on today. I'm happy now. For real, because I've been looking forward to doing this for a minute. Because every week we always got females out here, like, giving their point of views on different things, like, every week. It's hard for me to get a man to come through here unless it's Shadi or Dre coming through to give their opinions on stuff. Or Leon or, a couple of people like that. But I'll be wanting to hear from different people. The person I'm getting ready to bring out here now, like I said earlier, middle-aged gentleman, business owner. From day one when we first met, we always been cool from day one. You know when you meet somebody from the first time you meet them, y'all is cool? Like, that's how me and this brother was from the. I don't even know where we met. I don't even know how we met. I don't even remember. But I'm just saying as far as I know, I just know my man is cool. And I asked him when he come out here to do some relationship talk, and he agreed, and I appreciate that. I really do. 5215, you here?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I don't know what you want me to call you. What you want me to call you?
Man, you call me Andre, man. Oh.
I call you. You said call me Andre, man. I call you Andre. That's his name too. First, I want to thank you for coming out for real. I know I was hitting you up because a lot of guys, they always tell me they're coming on, and then they don't show up. It's like they're afraid. But I always could get females to come out here and talk about all kind of stuff, but it's hard for me to get men to come out here. And trust me, people be wanting to hear from men.
Right.
You know,
right,
so,
right.
And I know you, how old are you, Andre?
48.
48.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, 48.
You married?
Yes.
The first marriage?
That is my second marriage.
Wow, you really bold. You came. I thought you were, for real, I thought you were single. I didn't know you was married.
Yeah, I'm married. Yeah, I've been married for about 6 years.
No, I was like, I didn't know. How long?
About 6.
How long did the first one last?
12.
Okay, 12 years, and 6. Yeah. That's 18. And you 48.
Mm-hmm.
30 years, take 12 away. So you were single for about 12 years of your life.
Yes. Yes, I was.
Oh, what's better, single life or married life?
I'll be honest with you. I grew up, my mother and father was married, and my grandparents, everybody was married. So, you know, all my uncles married, and all my aunts was married. So I grew up in a married traditional life. But the single life was good, too. You know what I mean? Single life make you grow to get married, you know. Sometimes when you're single, you get to know yourself, and, you know, you start dating multiple women, see which woman fits you. You know what I mean? Who got your heart? You know what I mean? Who you connected to? That's the main purpose. You got to find somebody who you can connect to, who got your heart, and who you can build with.
I like the way you said that. Excuse me. The way you said single life prepares you for married life.
Right. Yeah, it really does, man.
That's a true statement.
It do. Like, you know, sometimes you're single, you can't just, sometimes people just stuck on that one person. You know, I don't really go out and palace like I used to because, you know, I'm married, but some once in a blue moon, I step out with the fellas. It'd be the same girl chasing the same guy for 30 years. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, palace is so small, Jay. Like, they be fighting for the same man, but if that man not bringing that to the table or if that woman not bringing that to the table, you're never going to grow. You're never going to grow.
Yo, let me tell you something. You totally confused me because I thought you were single. I didn't know you was married.
Yeah, I'm married.
So,
you know? I mean,
so
I'm
in my mind,
myself.
Middle-aged guy, so you got me with that one. I didn't know you was married. Or the last time I probably talked to you, maybe you wasn't married.
Yeah, I got married in 2018, you know.
2018.
But I still answer questions, you know what I mean? Because my single life point of view, what's going on in the past, you know, what I learned, you know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, dating females, you know what I mean? They see you like a bill. Or, like I said, some females will build with you. You know, you going on dates with other females, they never pay for nothing. You always paying for something. They just love what you do for them. But sometimes a lady will take you out, and they pay the bill. And just like, it's different. It's a different vibe. This generation of love is real different. You know what I mean? I see a lot of people getting divorced now. I see Anthony Anderson got a divorce. I've heard that Michael Jordan getting divorced. You know what I mean? You see a lot of divorces today, you know? So, you know, divorce. Like,
Dr. Dre,
man,
Kanye,
you know what I mean? And ladies getting that money, you know what I'm saying? But in reality, men, we really don't care no more because we just want to be happy. You know what I'm saying? And the ladies, man, sometimes you not making your husband happy, they might step out, they might don't step out, but don't think because they talk to a female, they stepping out. I got accused before, and I didn't step out at all. But they thought
talk
I did.
Talk about it, brother.
You know, one of my boys, you know what I'm saying, had cancer. So, you know, he passed away back in August, you know what I mean, last August. And I went to the sister house, you know, dropped some food off and stuff, talking to the family. Came outside, you know, your cell phone will be your worst enemy sometime, you know what I mean? And the young lady thought I was cheating because the sister walked me to her door. But that's my best friend since high school, you know? Then when I try to explain to her, sometimes females don't want to hear it, you know what I'm saying? But one thing in life, what I learned, every female got one man they're always connected no matter what.
Oh, my God. Hold on, brother. Hold on one second. That's why I wanted to know. That's what I'm talking about. See, if you was a celebrity, or if you was in the rich world, see, they'd blackball your ass.
100%.
Telling the truth.
100%.
People don't want to hear the truth.
But
I just had to cut you off right there. That's my shit right there. Every woman out here in this world, they got one man that they connected to. Hold on, I don't want to cut you off, but I got to say this. It's a female that I dated when I was, maybe 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, no, maybe 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, maybe 5 years, my teenage years. She was 2 years younger than me.
Right.
I was the first one to ever have sex with her, so I took her virginity. I probably should have been with her today, but hey, I'm not. The universe didn't spin like that. But anyway, since I was, I'll say, 18 or 19 years old, and I'm 10 years older than you. And this female now is married. She's been married over 30 years. She got kids and done went to college, and she's a prominent woman. Dre, check this out. Every year, everybody on the phones, listen. Every year on my birthday, since I was 19 years old, we talking about 39 years, this female texts me on my birthday and say, happy birthday.
Wow.
Every year.
Wow.
30-something years. Now, I don't see her. She married. And, you know, I mean, I talked to her a couple of times through the years, but she not with that bullshit. Like, she's a devoted wife.
Right.
But
right,
why
right.
I'm telling that story is because of what you're saying. Like, every woman is always connected to one man. And then I asked her one day, I said, how could you text me on my birthday? Because when she texts me, I always text her back, like, thank you. And then I asked her one day, I said, how could you always text me on my birthday if you married? Like, I don't know when to text you back. She said, oh, I got your name in my phone under your sister name.
I said, wow.
Wow. Hey, Jay, you know what's crazy you said that, Jay? Let me tell
what?
You something. Me doing law enforcement, man, you know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? You know, you work inside a prison. And you talk to, you know, I mean, the inmates. And me and this guy was kicking it one day, you know what I mean? He was one of my trustees. And he told me he called his wife cheating. I said, yeah, how you call it cheating? He said, from WhatsApp. I said, WhatsApp? He said, yes. That's how these females can cheat off of WhatsApp. They had a man from work, from, you know what I mean, from anywhere calling from WhatsApp. I said, ain't that something? I didn't know what WhatsApp was. It's like 2 years ago.
I still don't know what it is.
Right. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, that's
never
crazy.
Heard of WhatsApp? Yeah, man.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
But not to change the subject. When I was married, I got married in 2001 for my first wife. You know what I mean? September 29th, 2001. Every year, and I'm married now, come short, text me happy anniversary.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Sometimes women still connect. If you're a good man, they're always going to be connected to you. You know?
Hold on one second. Somebody want me to bring them in real quick. 2561, you live.
Yes, yes. Good evening. Good evening to all. Hey, Jay, something that this is a guy from Brooklyn. Peace. How you doing? Real quick.
Peace.
Something that Dre said that brought me back memories, because what he said was correct. I was with you back in 1984 when I met this girl, and during the years, like 30, 40 years, we always was friends, no matter who I'm with, no matter who she with. If I had a problem, I can call her. If she had a problem, she can call me. So, you know, after the 42nd year, and we had cheated during them years, whatever, right? But after the 42nd year, we decided to come as one. We got married, right? Now, during the years, everything was cool. But when we got married, after a year, things started going up and down, up and down. She tried to be controlling. Now, she already know me. She know how I am, and I know her. But once we got married, it was crazy. But during the years we wasn't married, all them years, from 1984 to 2017 when we got married, it was all good. But after we got married, yo, it was crazy. You hear me?
Yeah, so I think what you're saying is that a lot of times that people who thinking about you, or you thinking about them, when you dealing with through all the years, maybe they wasn't really meant to be with you. Maybe they was meant to just be somebody to deal with from afar. I mean, that's
right.
What that sounds like.
Right, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Dre, how do you feel about that? Like, what's your point?
No, I believe, though, sometimes I think you was like, it was more than lust, more than anything. You know what I'm saying? It was like,
yeah.
When y'all wasn't together, y'all were having so much fun. But once y'all got married, it died out so quick because you don't know excitement. Y'all took know me at the beginning, it was exciting, but after a while, y'all just grew apart.
Right.
And when he said what he said,
it just brought me back to that. That's why I wanted to hurry up and say, you know, and push number one to see y'all sentiments.
Yeah, no, you just brought something to my attention. But hold on, don't go. Just hold on. You can mute if you don't want to talk. Just mute your phone. But I'm gonna keep you live.
I'm listening. All right,
because I got females, they texting me, they saying this is good. Because females, like, want to hear from men, you know what I mean? They don't just want to hear what I got to say all the time. You know, I be talking whatever. But, Dre, Dre.
Yes.
I forgot you was in law enforcement.
Yes. Yeah, man, the brothers, you know what? One thing about brothers, man, in jail, man, they talk, man. They real, they smooth brothers on the phone with their girls. You know, I hear them talking, you know what I'm saying? And one thing about, I noticed something, too, if you were dealing with, and it happened to me, AJ, it happened to me. I was dealing with a young lady, right? A man was in prison, right? So I'm not going back with him. It's over. So my man came home from jail. Boom, I was out the door.
Hey, wait a minute. What you know my life story? Something you trying to be funny? What you trying to say? What you trying to say?
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. God bless his soul, man. Big Keith taught me a lot about females, man. You know, when they get mad, they want to argue, don't say nothing. Let them vibe with you. But another thing, too, you got to understand your lady, because sometimes a lady's so mad, you know what I mean? She trying to tell you what's going on with her. As men, we don't pay attention. But I know what's wrong with you. We keep it moving. But that's why the ladies today, they step away from their man with guys from work, you know me, or a buddy going to the store, anywhere they get a connection to, they will sneak to find a man to get connected to, Jay. Real talk.
Let me tell you something. Oh, man, you hitting it on the nose. I don't know if any females on the line, you could press one at any time. But when I was 30 years old, I didn't see my grandmother since I was 15. And I took a train to Georgia to go see my grandmother. She was 86 or 88. I was 30. I didn't see her in 15 years. We sat on the porch in Tifton, Georgia, and me and my grandmother talked all night long. Man, that old lady gave me so many jewels, man, that I'll never forget. She told me a woman don't need a lot of time to cheat on you now, boy. She said, a woman don't need a lot of time. Don't think they need a lot of time to cheat on you. She like, oh, she could just tell you she going to the store or she doing laundry or
this
my grandmother telling me that. She like, so don't never think that a woman like, she need hours and hours and hours and stuff like that to cheat. You know what I mean? It might be 10 minutes. It might be 15 minutes in a car and whatever. You know what I mean? And I just, that always stuck with me. But,
hey, Jay, you know what's crazy? I only cut you off. You know, plenty of time. I know what happened to you, and I know I'm the same thing. We would be creeping with a lady, and she on the phone with her man, and we like, oh, you naked or something, and they on the phone with me. You back. And they hang up the phone. They feeling you, they'll find a way.
Yo, you done. You done says enough some more shit, man. Every time you say, I guess when you say something, we all can relate to that because we all, you know, we've been around the corner.
Right.
I have had sex with females while they was on the phone with their man, like, you know, or either at their house in the bed with them. And I mean, I know I'm not the only one. You know 100%. What I mean? Like. So I don't really put nothing past females. Oh. I didn't know she was listening to the show. She texted me and said, okay. That made me lose my thought for a minute. Okay. I know where we was at. So, what you really, Dre, because you married 6 years, so.
Right.
So you work
in
the prison? You work in
yeah,
the prison?
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah,
with
but men, you know what?
A men's prison.
Yeah, men's prison, yeah. Men and women prison. I really work with the men, the murderers, the people never come home.
Oh shit!
No.
Yo, so look,
you know,
they got mad game. They be having different females thinking they women and all that. I know you hear it all.
Man, you have their girlfriend friends come see them. Them sometimes they pop at the same time and want to fight each other. How you come see my man? You know what I mean? Because they only got but time. So they know what they do. They study. One thing about men, if you locked up, they study a female real because they want everything from them to boost their mind up.
Mm.
I'm telling you, I see it happen. And they're like, what's your cash at? You know what I mean? I see a guy send a woman, I don't know how he got this money, $1,500 to pay his rent. And you telling me a man at home working every day won't help you pay no rent? But you the same man be on 10th Avenue, 22nd Street, front of school 21, drinking all day? Man, sometimes females, I'm not taking up for the females, I see why they step out. Because they men are stepping up to the plate.
So you saying a woman could have a man and getting another man from outside to help her pay her bills?
100, they locked up in prison. I'm telling you, man, cash. You know, one thing about Cash App, man, Cash App is serious. And they mail a check home.
And they what?
They mail checks home to their girl. See, in prison, you know what I mean, a female would take a naked picture and send it to their man, and they sell it to other cats inside the jail. That's how they make money.
Listen to that, females. If any females out there, you know, they got men in prison. They selling your pictures. they selling your pictures. But look. All right, so you've been married 6 years.
Yes.
Do you think women cheating more than men nowadays, or you think it's still more patternable for men to cheat?
You know what? I'm going to keep it real with you. Females, they giving us payback what we did back in the 90s, 80s, and 90s. They paying us back in the 70s. You know what I'm saying? They give them
to us, man. Yo, you better knock it off, man. You ain't gonna be crazy. That's real. That's real revenge.
Hey, Jay, you know what's crazy, though? That's my brother in Christ, nigga. That ain't your motherfucking brother. Know what I mean? That ain't your brother in Christ. Your brother in Christ hopping on you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Real talk.
I feel like females of today are paying us back.
Yeah.
For
stuff that happened
to them, or their mothers, or their grandmothers, or their sisters, or I feel like they paying us back.
Right. 100%. I'm keeping real with you. Back in the day, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of females, they say they don't work. They don't eat where they work at. They be lying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? One time I was dealing with a young lady.
Everything you say, right? It's
100.
It's 100, but a lot of it is like it's pertaining to my life. So I know it's pertaining to other people's life. Because I know you getting ready to talk about a female at work having sex with men while she at her job, right?
Especially the hospitals. Man, the hospitals is the worst ones.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was smashing when I worked in the hospital. I used to have sex in the hospital.
Yeah. Ladies probably mad at me right now because you know what I mean? I'm giving all the scoop out, man, but I'm just keeping watch because sometimes...
Yo.
Brothers, man, we always get dogged out. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't no females gonna. They ain't gonna dare come out here tonight. I know it already. If it's a female out here, they wanna come out here and contradict something that me or Dre said. You gotta press one. Ain't no females. When you talking facts and truth, females ain't gonna mess with that. Okay.
100%.
Yeah, when you talking 100%, it's like stuff from experiences.
So remember I said we getting payback from the 70s, 80s, and 90s? Because now today, body females be pregnant, having babies. Maternity test wasn't back in the day. When we paid child support, next thing you know, you're not the father. You know what I mean? And they get all your money every week. You're like, I'm not the father, but give me my money back. But you still can't get your money back. So that's why I say we getting all that payback back in the day. Definitely getting that payback.
How do you keep not that? Yo, let me tell you something. I paid child support for a baby for 2 years that wasn't mine. And then I went and got a court date, and when I went to court, I told the judge I want my money back for paying for a baby for two years. He told me I couldn't get it back.
Wow. You see
told
what
me
I'm
I
saying?
Couldn't get it
that's
back.
Yeah, that's deep, man. That's how it is today. But you got some good women too out here, man. You got some good women that ride with their men. Do anything for their man. You know, sometimes men will stop not being a man. I never forget back in the day. I was a senior in high school. I was on 10th Avenue 26. This girl pulled up in a red Mercedes Benz. Never forget. She told this guy, I said, listen, stop selling drugs. I help you get a job. You know what I'm saying? I want you to just come home, do right. He like, no, he threw a beer can at her. And next thing I know, that guy got murder charged. I never see him since. Yeah.
She just wanted to
so you got a lot of good females out here, man.
Yeah, I mean, you married, so you must got one.
Yeah, but you know, marriage is not all pieces of cream, though, brother. There's a lot of work.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. What you trying to say?
Marriage is tough, man. You know, sometimes, you know, you don't see eye to eye. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes females always accuse you from your past. You know what I mean? And another thing, too, a lot of females do, too. They listen to what other people say. You cannot listen to what everybody say about a person because people do change. You know what I mean? It's that
yeah.
Somebody tell me one little thing about you, they go run with it.
And you hear everything you said was right on the nose. Like they hold stuff against you from the past.
Man, listen. When you talk about it, they say you talk.
And they listen. They listen to their friends.
Yeah, but you know their friends, their girlfriends won't give us the box too. You know what I mean?
That's now that's really real.
Word.
I wanted to ask you what you think about side chicks. You think they necessary?
Nah, man. If you got a good woman at home, man, you don't need no side chick. But if a woman doing a job at home, you definitely get a side chick. But one thing about these ladies today, from age from 35 to I say about 50, 55, they're always tired. These young girls not tired. These young girls want to go. These girls got their real
yo,
homes on. They the people on.
Yo, you.
Yeah, okay. These girls got their robes on in the bed by 9:30, 10 o'clock. These young girls, the ladies like over 54, they want the dome, they want the muscle. You know what I mean? I'm too tired,
oh,
don't touch
shit. That's
you know
funny,
what I'm saying?
Man.
Like, so, girls are seasonal. They hot 1 minute, then they cold 1 minute. They cold 1 minute, then they hot 1 minute.
Somebody just texted me and said he right about that. That must be a tired female right there.
Yeah. They just tired of the bullshit we put them through, you know what I mean? Touch me.
Yeah.
Don't look at me. I'm a god damn. Then we go to the side chick. You know what I mean? The side chick be the bum chick. Don't got nothing going for themselves. They cook for you,
mm-hmm.
sex you, do anything you want to do. You be like, damn.
Yep.
Well, you meet your main chick, but your side chick is a problem because
And that's why people got side chicks.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why they keep them.
Yep. And know what? Side chicks know how to play their part.
They play their part.
Trust me, I've lived a double life before. They play their part. They know they get money from you. They're getting their time from you. You know what I'm saying? I know side chicks play their part real well. And sometimes they be their friends or their cousins.
Now, that's wrong.
I'm telling you, Jake, sometimes the girls, see, females got to stand there, even the men. You got to stop telling your main person your business because that main person going to tell your girl and that girl going to sleep with your man or your man going to sleep with your woman. That's why I don't do that.
Man, so if I was to come with you right now, I say, yo, I've been dealing with this female, right? For maybe I say 6 years. You got people texting me like, wow, they like what you're saying. If I came to you and I said, yo, I've been messing with this female for a minute. We had history before.
She's a hard worker, trustworthy, but she had a history of cheating in the past. And if I came to you and I said, "But I want to get married," what would you tell me?
You know, I'm gonna tell you this. Get to know her, learn her. You know what I mean? Some females do change, though. I'm not gonna say all females do, but some do change. You know what I mean? If that's her past, you can't go back to the past. But as a man, point, we always gonna be back of our mind. Like, damn, we gonna watch out for them signs. You know what I'm saying? When females mad at you, they start arguing out of nowhere, they going to the next nigga. And they phone her, and you call her all the time, and you know she's on her phone all the time, and she not home, she not with her girlfriend, she with the next nigga. 9 out of 10, not all the time. Because some females, like I say, they do be sleep by 9, 9:30. But just sometimes, they go to the next nigga.
How about if a female left you for another man? Would you get back with her?
Hell no. Nah.
Why not?
You know what? Nah, cause you know what, man. We got pride. We gonna dog her so she can't come back. We not know me. I don't care how much you love her. You gonna cheat on her. See, woman will forgive us. A man. She gonna do some dirt. Ain't gonna be dirt today. It may not be tomorrow. Trust me, believe me, she going to do some dirt. But men, we going to, come on, Jay, we going to dog her. Nah. Oh, yeah, you want to do that? Okay, say no more. You know what I'm saying? It's no,
so,
you know how it is.
So if a woman left you for another man, you would never give her a chance back in your life?
Hell no. I can't. Because you know why? I did it
why?
Before, you know what I'm saying? I did that before. Let me tell you something, Jay. I was dating this young girl, man. I was loving her too. You know what I'm saying? So I had an operation on my knee, so I was going out for the whole summer. Man, she was talking to other men. I won't go out in the clubs with her. You know what I'm saying? And my daughter, you know what I'm saying? She was kind of sick during that time, so all my focus was on my take care of myself and my daughter. So she started dating other men, and somebody sent me a picture. I thought this was your girl. So when I saw that and I brought her to attention, she started crying. I'm fixing. But I can never forget. So one day I kept calling her phone. She was in the polka dots with the same man. So when I was about to get married, right? When I got engaged to another woman, about to get married, who was knocking at my door, my window? It was that chick. Oh, you getting married? No, I love you too much. We're going to make it work. Nah, I'm going to give you the same energy you gave me.
Wow.
Yeah, man. So like I said, man, we some sneaky creatures, but females sneaky too. Trust and believe you me, man. Not all females, though. Not all. I'm not going to say, because some females, you know me, when I was single, I tried to talk to a female and say, listen, I like you, but I got a man. And he never hurt me, and he never cheated on me, and it's not fair for me to talk to other men, and I respect that.
So you have, when you were single, you have met females that told you they got another man and I can't talk to you because I got another man, because I got a man?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, he said he never did. He never cheated on me. He loyal to me, and I'm loyal to him. And you got some brothers same way, too. Some brothers, nah, I ain't cheating on my girl. I got a good girl at home. Or some brothers, like, you know, if a man want to step out, and a good brother, nah, don't do that to your wife, man. She a good girl, man. Don't do that, bro. You know what I mean? Don't fuck up your home for like a 5-man pleasure. If, man, we think about it. I did it to my boyfriend, like, man, your girl good, man. Don't do that, bro. I'm trying to tell you something. You know?
Yeah. That's true. So, I'm trying to get inside your brain, because you said you've been married 12 years and 6 years.
Right,
but
correct.
You also said that marriage is hard.
It's real hard,
somebody told me one time, if you make it to 5 years, that you good. So you made it to 6 years. So you should be good.
It's good, but sometimes you think it's good. But sometimes, you know, women get tired of us and we get tired of women, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So one thing about marriage, you got to keep the spark going up, you know what I mean? You got to keep the spark. You got to do something different.
Yeah, but you're a smooth Nick. Don't you keep your shit burning?
Absolutely. 100%. I do. I really do. I do. But sometimes, man, I'm going to tell somebody this. I told this to one of my friends last week. Marriage is not for everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Marriage is not for everybody. Because you know what I mean? A lot of men don't want to get married because too much responsibility is too much work. You know what I mean? And the woman get everything. That's why a lot of men upset and have side pieces because they can't leave their main girl because she get everything. Everything. No, I got a brother right now. You know, he a principal. He about to lose everything. You know what I'm saying?
Over
a side chick.
So now, what's good about this is that you married, but you still got an open mind on things. You look at things from experience, or like what they say, is a glass half full or half empty or whatever, some shit like that. But you look at shit like from all point of views, you know, our life.
Right. Right.
So.
Yeah, I do, man.
Say like for the females, right? The females that's listening, that's home alone and don't got no man, and
right.
Say like, well, I'm trying to draw up a scenario here. For the females that's home, that don't got a man, that's pretending to be happy living alone, what would you say to them? No, you might agree with them being alone. I'm just asking you, what would you say?
So I'm going to tell ladies like this. Sometimes, man, you got to put your guard down and don't go for looks. Go with somebody who treats you the best, man. You know what I mean? Who trustworthy, you know, you can grow with. Because a lot of females, they go for somebody's name or they're so attracted to. It'd be the guy you're not attracted to who would treat you the best. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to keep it real. I'm a big guy. Everybody said, oh, how you got hurt? I was just being me. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of girls I dealt with, I was only the first big man to ever been with. Like, how you got hurt? How you got hurt? I just be myself. Them how they want to be treated. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But a lot of ladies today, they got a wall up, man. You know, this 2024 says you got to let somebody in that wall. You got to know what I mean. There's a lot of love out here. There's a lot of good men out here. You know what I mean? There's a lot of good men. Let me tell you something, Jay. Women got hurt so much now, that's why they're sleeping with ladies. That's why all these women is getting other women. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the women start cheating on other women so much, now they try to go back to the men. You know what I'm trying to say? That's why I'm not going to Atlanta, Georgia. I'm like, damn, you got a wife? You know what I mean? Cousin married two women. I'm like, how you doing? Why are you doing that?
My daughter married to a woman. I got a daughter married to a woman.
Yeah, because they've been hurt or they know what they see what their mother been through. Because a lot of men give women pain. We dog them out so much, they don't want no man.
Right, true.
Or they saw their mother when she went with their man. They don't want no. Nah, I don't want that one. Nah, I don't want no parts of that.
So yeah. I know I'm I wanted to ask you this. I always ask all my guests this. Is love real? If it is, why?
You know what? You know what, Jay? Love is definitely real. Because you know what?
What?
Like I said 15, 20 minutes ago, there's one person will always love you no matter what. You know what I'm saying? You always be number one. Because a lot of, like my past, you know what I mean? She'll be with a man, but she needs some money. She gonna ask me before she asks her man. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So love.
You said a chick from the past?
Yeah, a chick from the past. Have a man, but she'll come to me. Because he's not, you know what I mean? He don't got it or he's not doing what he want to do. So she would ask me for the money. And she always pay me back because her man can't give it to her. Or her man, you know what I mean? Her man don't, she can't talk to her man.
Wow. I believe that 100%. For real. I believe that it's women out here that when they need money, they know who to go to and when to go to them for it.
Right.
And if they have to drop their drawers or their panties for it, they'd do that too.
Man, Jay, let me tell you something. I'll never forget this girl. I'm not one of the curse nobody. This girl told me, "I'll give you some coochie. You got to pay me $250. I said, "What? $250? I said, "No, I don't do that." She said, "You sure?" And she was pretty bad and everything. I said, "Man, let me tell you something. In this world, two things free in this world, pussy and water. And I don't pay for none of that. That's the child support. And I ain't doing that." You know what I mean? So, yeah.
She wanted
$250. I said, "No, I don't do that." And you know what? You be a woman, it'd be a lady, you'd be surprised who'd be like that. Because they'd be the baddest chick, you know what I mean, around here.
Wow. I'm a...
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So look, if you're a married man of 6 years, right?
Right.
How do you keep the temptation away? How do you keep that away from you?
My phone is broken. What you say, Jack?
How do you keep the temptation, the lure of other women that want to mess with you? How do you keep that down? How do you keep from cheating?
Number one, man, I tell every man, man, don't be open your messenger on Facebook. Cause all your exes go be in your messenger. I go every once in a blue moon. Once, you know what I mean? That's number one. That's the devil, man. Cause you know, late night, you go bing, and you gonna wake up. You gonna start texting that person. You know what I mean? See, let me tell you about cheating, too. Cheating comes from just texting. Man, you know how much naked pictures I should get on my Instagram and my text message? But it's a temptation. I'm like, damn, I'm going to go see her. You know what I'm saying? But, oh, my God. You know what I mean? I just stay out the clubs, man. I just stay out the way. I make sure I go home every night. You know what I'm saying? I go home every night unless I'm at work. And be honest with you, my wife is a traveling nurse, and she's in a different state. And I, you know what I mean? But your location on your cell phone or FaceTime, they're called at any time, any minute, any second, and you better be home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. You gotta you work in a prison, and she a traveling nurse.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man.
That's
definitely real.
That's the American dream.
But you know what? Sometimes I'm special too. She's in a whole different state. So you're in a different state. You know me. As a man, we men, we get bored, we get lonely. Females can hold out. Men, we can't. But we just got to fight it.
What you trying to say?
You know, men, we get lonely. You know, a few weeks, 3 weeks, you know what I mean? Be like, you know what I mean? Your steady drive up, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but, you know what I mean? You have to change your mindset.
I'm a I have you on here for a minute, man. I really appreciate you coming through for real. I'm going to take a quick break. Let's play a song. I'm going to come back. Then I'm going to maybe ask you one or two more questions, then I'll let you go. Because, man, it really been a pleasure having you on here to hear from a man's point of view.
No,
it's so hard to get that. I really mean it's so hard to get that. So we're gonna play a quick song. I come back right after this with my man Dr. Dre. I hope somebody wanna come on and ask him a question before we let him go. Ask him something.
All right, no doubt.
We'll be right back after this song.
Share my love, walk, share my world.
Yeah, welcome back. Man, I was looking at some earlier. You know, the American people spent $26 billion on Valentine's.
Wow.
You know, that's almost crazy. $26 billion on Valentine's Day. That's
wow.
Really crazy. Yo, hey, Dre, man, you've been I said it in the beginning. I said me and him been cool since the first day we met, and I don't even know how we met. And you've been cool. You've been real, because I have had men come out here in the past, and they was afraid to tell the truth. Like, you wasn't afraid.
You know what, Jack? I remember, you know how I met you? From my cousin Keith.
Ow.
You know what I mean? We used to do the lock door.
Keith.
Yeah.
Oh,
Big Keith.
Yeah, Big Keith. Rest in peace.
Yeah, man. You know, do the lock doors. And, you know, we used to come with the limousine. I was a young kid. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Man, if everybody don't know, people know. They know I was the king of the underground go-go world. Like, I was the man. I was the king of the go-go world. Oh, yo. So, that's right. So Keith brought you to one of my go-go parties?
Yeah. Remember that time we had a party at Keith's house? Then we went to Trinity's and the Towers.
At the Towers?
Yeah.
That's where I met you at?
Yeah, this is back like 99.
Yeah. Man, I did so many parties for so many years. But look, what was it, a birthday party or a bachelor party?
It was a bachelor party.
It was a bachelor party.
Remember Trey who got married?
Yeah, Trey. But that wasn't Trey party.
Nah, you just started throwing a party. We just come through.
Okay, because I did Trey bachelor party. I brought the girls to Trey bachelor party, but Trey did his bachelor party on Trenton Ave in the Lawrence.
100%. Remember the elevator broke down? Yeah, I remember that.
Huh? You was there?
I remember the elevator. Yeah, when the elevator broke down. And the fire department had to open the doors for us. Did you have party?
Damn,
that's a long time ago. 100%.
But I remember I did a party for Big K, but I think Big K, he came to some of my parties too, but can't remember, man. But K, that was my man. Rest in peace, K. For real.
And there will be a next show too, man, because my son, right? Young men dealing with older women.
I had your son on my show before, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, he doing good with the music thing too, man.
Promoting his music.
Yeah, he doing real good. You know, we got live writers. And, yeah, because my son, man, like, you know, I had him working at my people's school. He was like 19 years old, dating a teacher like 37, 38 years old. What is you doing? You know what I mean? He's older than me. He was 19, then they leave like 37, 38. These older women love young guys.
Oh, man.
It's like a cougar fest.
That's what I need to do a show on.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
So these older women, they want young guys because I've been around females. And they be like, oh, no, he only 15, he only 14, he only 15, he only 16, you know what I mean? Like, or 18 or 19. And in their mind, they be thinking otherwise.
100%. That's why I know.
Young buck.
You know something, too, like older men, these young girls, they more attracted to the older guys now. Like, you know what I mean? These older guys are like 45. They baby mothers are like 22, 23. Mm. Yeah.
You know? So, if you doing the show, where your wife at right now? If you doing the show?
Oh, my wife right now, she at the concert with her girlfriends, man. I ain't, you know what I mean? Jaheim and the Keisha Cole concert. All the ladies there, you know what I mean? You know.
She at the Jaheim and who else there?
Keisha Cole and I forgot the other brother name.
Oh, I would love to see that show.
Yeah.
What's going on with the anything you want to promote? Anything? What's going on with the restaurant?
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're on Broadway and Carrico, Unc's Chicken and Waffles, man. It's real good soul food in there, man. We got a lot of things going on. I'm gonna have the food truck in Patterson in May, you know, and one of my good buddies, you know, Mr. G's. It's gonna be a nice little soul food restaurant. You can sit there and eat as well. So, man, we try to get the black businesses around Patterson because, you know, we losing everything, you know.
What happened? What are they turning Mr. G's into?
It will be like a soul food restaurant, like a diner.
Oh, it's going to be a soul food restaurant.
Yeah. We only got a few. We got John Jacks. He got good food. Unc's got good food. My man Sue on UNAV got good food. And it's going to be the what's called on East 18th Street, Mr. G.
It's one on Belmont Ave, too, called Soul Blast or something.
Yeah, they're good. That's my man, Sue. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Soul Blast or something like that.
Yeah, I forgot the number. She got the sandwich spot on Verland Ave. They got good food as well.
Verland Ave?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. I know you're talking.
Yeah, the guy
about.
Knowledge.
Yeah. What he got there?
I think called Fat Boy Sandwiches.
Fat Boy Sandwiches.
Yeah, he's be on the main. Yeah, it's real good. Good turkey, you know me. Yeah, man.
That's what's up. We gotta check them out. Yo, before I let you go, man. You've been real, just like you always been real, man. I thought the ladies was gonna come for you, but ain't nobody try to come out here and debate nothing. That's how you know when you speak in truth and real. And the ladies, trust me, the ladies be on my show every week. I stay listening, but they ain't know why they ain't gonna fuck with you, cause you telling the truth.
And you know, no disrespecting the ladies out there, man, because, you know, I want to think of ladies out there. I'm disrespecting. I'm just lacking on me as a man point of view. So, you know, if you got a good man at home, treat that brother right. If that brother treat you wrong, sis, don't get abused and used by that man. You got to move on. You got to cut ties. That's plain and simple.
So you tell me, if he bugging, move on or what?
Yes, move on. You have a kid. You know what's crazy, though, Jay? It be what's men up? Doing right by a woman and won the argument, they'll leave us. But then you got some other men be having babies on their kids, they beating them, they loving them to death. I'm like, damn, that don't add up.
It don't add up.
It don't add up. I mean, I see it, man. This woman taking care he's married to this woman, and she taking care of his kid while he chilling on the block. I said, this not glue right here.
The thirst is real. Women, they dying to have a man they could call their own.
100%.
That's what I say.
100%.
I say the thirst is real.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, got a lot of good women out there. So.
When you gonna have the truck, Broadway?
No, I'm gonna have a truck all over Patterson. I'm gonna have to be moving a truck. I'm gonna be like, you know, Philly, Ohio, Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Just like Jay's fish truck, something like that. But I'm gonna be moving because I know Jay, he be in New York, Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan.
Damn, he be all over. Huh?
That's yeah, the move. Right there. Absolutely. My uncle, he got like 4 trucks in Kansas and 3 in Texas, and he just be moving from city to city.
Yeah. So that truck business is good with the food.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you can average almost about 110 grand a month.
Dang, a month?
A month.
110,000?
100%.
With a food truck?
Yes. Absolutely.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. My uncle called me today. He said, "Yo, man, we made." I said, "How much you made today?" Huh? He said, "I made about 18,000." Yeah.
That's the new wave.
That's the new wave now, Jay. That's the new wave. That's the new wave, man. Food trucks, a new wave, and they've been up for years.
Yeah, it seems like that's what it's time to get involved in that.
Absolutely. And a lot of people is vegan too now.
Yeah, I tried that.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Yeah, it's definitely not
Yo,
that
so
bad.
How much you said you could make in a month with a food truck?
About 110,000.
That's a year, not a month, you mean?
No, that's a month. That's a month.
No, how much?
$110,000 a month. Cause you average every weekend, at least about $25,000 to $30,000 a weekend. If you open every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you average at least about $10,000 a day.
Yeah, but that's a lot of money right there.
Man, one day, man, you gonna have a cash by food truck. I have an uncle, he'll tell you the whole story, man. It'll shock you. And he's a good
I mean, how much
boy,
money?
Man.
Them numbers sound crazy.
Yeah. Real talk. I mean, but
that's
you just
one keep man going. With one food truck.
Yeah. Yeah. Easy, but you know you got to pay
a lot of
tax. Yeah,
I think a lot of people need to look into that.
you have to today, man, because you know I've been telling Cassie and Patterson that y'all got your food truck, y'all sitting in one spot all the time. You're not gonna make no money. You gotta trap different cities, different states for promotion. You know what I mean? Y'all put your, you know what I mean, out there for like a week and go to the following week, it'd be a line around the block just waiting for you.
Damn.
And we just sell a fish. We just sell a French shrimp and crabs.
So what?
We just sell a fish, shrimp, and crabs on boils. And that's how the money comes.
Fish, fried fish, and crabs.
And crabs, yes. That's it.
Fried fish and crabs. Well, you heard it right here. Yo, look, you've been real, Dre. Man, I mean, I ain't even really got to say much. You know why? Because... I mean, you've been real since the first day. You've been the same since the first day I met you. So, I mean, like, I can't even say I was shocked you came on because a lot of people, men, tell me they're going to come on and then they don't come on. But, like, you've been real, like, since day one. So, like, you just real.
Yeah, man, sometimes, man, you just got to keep your word. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Just,
yeah.
You know, like you're a good girl, you know.
I wish the best with your marriage. Like, I hope, you know,
it worked 50 years, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. And
yeah, if it don't work, I'm going to call you, man. I'll let you know what happened. Lord, man. Yeah,
if it don't work out, if it don't work out, call, let me know what happened, man.
100%. Well, I appreciate
it's
you.
It's gonna work. Yo, everybody, that's my man Dre. Signing out, man. He been a pleasure. We gonna take a quick break. And we gonna come back. I'm gonna close out. Close out the show. We don't got no comments or no statements. We gonna close out right after this. Yo, Dre, you real, nigga.
I appreciate you.
Baby, I see you working hard, wanna let you know and proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll cry, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put a rug, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, so baby, this is your day. Away from you, making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder.
Jeez. You see what happens when you get a man's point of view to things. My man hit he hit a lot of nails right on the head. And that's what I knew he was gonna. I thought he was married. I mean, I thought he was single. I didn't even know he was married. But he kept it. One thing I could say about him, he kept it real, and I respect that. If anybody else don't want to tune in and make a comment, make a statement, we're gonna close out the show. Hold on 1 second. 1298, you live.
Hey, Joshana, I hope all is well.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm okay. I feel I'm all right. I'm all right.
Okay. Well, what a good show. He was very, he shared a lot, and he was very open, and he spoke truth. So, good show, Jay Sean.
You think he true in his marriage? He was a little shaky in the end, though, right?
I think he was completely honest.
Okay.
Yes.
He did say was, it's hard. He just said marriage is hard. So that's real part of him. For real. You heard anything from Miles, Latoya?
I haven't, but I did send you a text. I haven't heard anything from Miles, so I pray that all is well.
Okay.
But I did send you a message. Dr. James is no longer here with us.
Oh, yeah. You sent me a message? I thought that was Yvonne Janae. Maybe it was both of y'all. I forgot to touch on that. You're right.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 minute. I don't know if a lot of my listeners know, but, I mean, if you've been listening to my show for a while, we used to have a caller that used to come on, Dr. James. He had the Barry White voice. My man, Dr. James, he used to come on. And I think he came on all the shows, really, to be honest with you. He passed away. When did he pass away, Latoya?
Last Friday.
I forgot to tell my sister. I forgot to tell my sister that. Yeah, we send the condolences out to Dr. James' family and everything. Dr. James was like a he was a friend to the show. So all our shows, Grown Folks Talking, Keeping It Real platform on everything. Y'all probably remember Dr. James, but anyway, may he rest in peace.
I seen one of
Miles' brothers, and I asked him about Miles. He said that he still was having trouble with his legs or something like that. He's in a rehabilitation center. So we have sent prayers out for Miles, too.
Yeah.
And anybody else going through things and sickness and illness. We don't know how fortunate we are to wake up every day. And breathe air and live life.
Mm-hmm.
Because we only here for a second. Everybody know that. All right, thanks a lot. Thanks, Latoya.
You're welcome.
What's up? We heard from Leon.
Leon, he ain't come on. I spoke to him. I called him during the time of your show, but yeah, I guess next week
Okay, we'll check him. He's still doing his show, right?
I'm gonna send you the show. I'm gonna send you the King's Roundtable. I'm gonna send that to you and listen to it. Comment, share, like. I'm gonna send that to you, Jay Sean.
We still waiting for you to do your own show. It's about
okay.
that time.
Yeah, okay.
You know it's about that time. It don't matter if it's on grown folks or over here, but it's about time for you to figure out what you want to call your show, what you want to talk about, and have the LaToya show.
Mm,
I'm just putting it out there because you got a good voice for the radio. And radio is like 50% is voice, trust me. I think you would keep people hypnotized most of the time by your voice. So just take it under consideration.
I'm more than my voice. It's more to my voice.
Hey, tell your listeners that when you do your show.
Okay.
They love to hear that. All right.
Jay Sean, it's always a pleasure, Jay Sean.
Thanks for calling in, Latoya.
You're welcome.
That's Latoya, y'all. She's she a real trooper, for real. And I would give her a hand. Latoya is like what you call a ride or die. Like she support who she want to support. But when she give you her support, you really got her support. She gonna be there every week supporting the show, not just mine. A host of other shows, and you gotta respect something like that, because a lot of people out here, they don't got time for education. Telling people that, and I was telling some brothers that the other day. I was telling them how I said, yo, you gotta be aware of what's going on in this world, like white people, and I hate to say that because I got white listeners, but white people, they getting ready, they preparing for generations. Black people, we getting ready for Saturday night. Now, do the knowledge, do the science in that. We trying to figure out where we going this weekend, where we going to hang out tomorrow, what club we going to, what we going to wear, what kind of heels we going to put on, what kind of jacket, what kind of boots, makeup, brothers with jeans. We trying to figure out what we going to wear. We going to the club this weekend. Like black people worried about what we going to do Saturday night. People worried about what they going to do for generations and generations. Let me tell you something before we leave here. White people, stay rich. And remember, I'm telling you this. White people stay rich by pretending to be poor. Poor people stay poor pretending to be rich. Now, I don't know if you're going to catch that tonight or later or tomorrow or sometime during the week, but you're going to catch what I just said. White people, rich people, forget white people, rich people stay rich pretending that they poor, and poor people stay poor pretending that they rich. Now that's a jewel for you. I just dropped a jewel on you. And that's facts. We gonna end this show right now. We got like 6 minutes to go before we end this show.
I didn't even give out no ask for no donations. But hold on. Oh, I think we got a caller here. If anybody wants to give any donations, you know my Cash App, $JASHON. Donations to be accepted. I didn't even ask for one tonight. We was busy talking and building. 8555, you live.
What's good, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Sha?
Yeah, great show, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Something you said that you know, stuck with me. When you said that, you know, the women need to put a list together, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Live up to that list. No, that's real talk. I mean, because at the end of the day, in order for you to get what you want, you got to be who you need to be. You know, so
yeah,
people have a tendency to expect from other people what they're not even for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're not even ready for. Like, you know, so that was real talk right there. Like, at the end of the day, and that goes for both sides, both men and women. You know, like, you put your list together. And you, and you live up to that list. If you can be what you want to be, you should be able to attract what you want. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the thing. Like, you know, a lot of people, and the other thing is, like, some people, you know, sometimes you can end up leaving a relationship and it don't necessarily be painful for you. Like, a lot of times one person end up in pain, another person don't. So even the person that doesn't end up in pain needs to regroup just to establish a connection with themselves. You know, that's the thing. That's the thing I think that people do when they rush into relationships. You haven't even reestablished a relationship with yourself, and now you're in another relationship, and you're not prepared for it. So, you know, that's what I say that, you know, we need to do as people who are out there looking for relationships. And relationships go far and beyond just relationships for compatibility to have a mate. We still have to get our relationships together, like with family. Like, you know, family relationships, father and daughter and, you know, mother. We still have to get those relationships together because those relationships help you to be able to maneuver your future relationships.
That's true. Yo,
go ahead.
What's up? Tell them about your YouTube channel, Sha.
Yeah, Peep Game TV Live on YouTube. Tune in, you know, on Saturdays at 8 p.m. And, you know, bring a friend. Hang out a while, you know. And, you know, send questions, send comments. Leave comments on the page of what would you like to see. Give some ideas of things that, you know, you may be interested in, topics, things of that nature, so that, you know, we could strive to provide that for you. Because ultimately, it's about us. It's not just
all they
about
gotta
me.
Do is
it's
go
about
on YouTube
start.
And type in Peep Game to catch you tomorrow
Peep
night
Game,
at 8 o'clock.
Game TV. Yeah, Peep Game TV.
Peep Game TV.
Peep Game TV. If you have a little problem, put 556. That should bring you right to me. You know, and check out some of the content that's already there. You know, go on tonight and look at some of the content and leave your comments, what you think. You know, that type of stuff.
Yeah, you're right. We got we want to bring one more caller in before we close out. 3324, you live. Three, three, two, four. Wait, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, and let them subscribe. And subscribe if you already have it when you go to the channel. Subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe Peep Game TV. I brought somebody in, told me they wanted to make a quick statement. Let me see before we end the show. Trying to... trying to let them know that they live. If not, I'll give them a minute, another second. If not, we're going to end the show for the evening. Once again, it's been real. What did you say? You said it's not working. Wait a minute, 1 second. Yeah, I don't think it's working. Let me see. 3324, you here? No, I don't think it's working. Something. You're not here. Once again, I want to thank everybody who tuned into the show tonight. I think that was Dre trying to come in to give Dr. James his condolences. We all remember Dr. James. His heart go out to the family. Dre said his heart goes out to the family. I want to thank everybody who tuned in tonight. I really do. I didn't really know how the show was going to go because I never, you know, it's been a while since I brought a man out here. But, I mean, he was, he was good, for real. He gave a good point of view of everything from a man's perspective, and that's all I wanted. So we'll be back here next Friday, 8 o'clock. Same time. I hope you enjoyed the show. Everybody have a safe weekend and a safe week. Until next week. Once again, I gotta always say my donations. If you want to give a donation to $JASHONJ, would be accepted. If not, we still love you here. It's all love is love. Thanks for the people who tuned in online. Thanks for the people. Who called in. Oh, once again, don't forget it's Black History Month. Let me tell you something funny about Black History Month. In Florida, they gave out permission slips to everybody who wasn't black, like the Chinese kids, the Spanish kids, the white kids. They gave out permission slips for them to take home for their parents to sign 3-month events. Ain't that some shit? That they sent permission slips home. They ain't never asked black people if we wanted no permission slips to learn about Christopher Columbus. They ain't give us no permission slips to learn about George Washington. We ain't have to get no permission slips to learn about Pearl Harbor or Abraham Lincoln. So why they asking non-blacks for permission slips for their kids if they want to participate in a Black History Month event or not? Yo, this world, yo, you got to dig deeper. I'm telling you, you got to dig deeper. You got to see what's going on in this world.
You know that's a whole nother show. You know?
When you said shout.
That's a whole nother show because, first of all, you know black is not a noun. And you know people are, you know, person, place, or things. So black is not a noun. Black is an adjective. Black describes people. So black is not a people. So we just go with that part.
Yeah,
you're right. I just was tripping off of them needing permission slips for white kids or Spanish kids or Chinese or whatever to participate in a Black History Month event. In Florida, they did that. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, they showing you that we claim it's something that they don't even respect. They don't respect that. So, you know, and we digging it up. You know, we got Black entertainment. We got Black girls rock. We got all this stuff, but it's not really being respected.
Our parents didn't have the right signed permission slips for us to learn about George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, of course. Because who is what they look at as the biggest flunkies? That's all it tells you. You the flunky. You the one that's excusable. You expendable. You know, that's all that tells you. You don't get a choice, but you really do have a choice. But you have, you know, like I said, that's a whole nother show.
Yeah, that's a whole nother show. we deal with that. But we're going to end the show right now. Listen, I say everybody, thank you for calling in. It's been a calm show. You know, we usually get it, but tonight was calm after last week. Like, last week was crazy, but after last week, just really been a good show. I really appreciate this, man. You don't really know what this not only means to you, but how much it means to me to come out here and give up show and to have people to participate and really want to hear, you know, what I got to say. It really means a lot to me. And I hope everybody stay healthy and stay safe. And until next week, and don't forget to tune in to Shadi YouTube show tomorrow, Peep Game TV. I believe it's at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Peep Game TV. All you gotta do is go on YouTube and type it in. You know, we gotta support each other. And Latoya, send me Leon information for the show. Other than that, we about to sign out. I'm getting tired and I ain't falling asleep tonight. Peace, love, you know, appreciate that. I give a shout out to my man Dre, who came through and kept it real, you know, about from a man's point of view. And that's it until next week, you know what I mean? Make it do what it do. Stay healthy, everybody. We out.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know and proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings. Check up your cup, please. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire, I'll fire. Sing you a song. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair. Help you put your durag on. Wanna put a rug? Want a manicure? Baby, I'm yours. I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word.
I'll try it.
I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body, spirit. promise you, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the size, I keep my figure.